Hello, Cubs fans, and welcome to a brand new edition of Cubs on Tap. I am Ron Luce. I am coming to you live from a beautiful local watering hole. I am at Lucky's Lounge in Chicago Ridge, but I am joined today by the boys, the one and only, Joey Knows Nothing. That ends in IN because that stands for Win Baby, and the Juice Man himself. Boys, guys, we're talking about a Cubs series victory. That's two in a row for the Cubs in this West Coast road swing. But before we get into the details, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Ron. I figured we won't hesitate today. Usually me and Juice are like, which one of us goes first? When you're like, how you guys doing? Doing great, Ron. Series win, back-to-back series wins. It's an incredible feeling. Like the last one, I didn't think we'd win a series this season the way the season was going. So this is great, man. Take advantage of a team that looks like they should be weaker than you coming into the season. So I love it.
Absolutely. Juicy Juice, how you doing, buddy? Happy Sunday to you, my friend.
Oof, tired. 36 rounds or 36 holes of golf over the weekend gets your body in a place when you're 31 years old finally that you just weren't ever at when you're in your mid-20s. I feel like you know when Anakin Skywalker gets all burnt up and they put him in that suit. I'm a Star Wars nerd, by the way, like low-key Star Wars nerd. Yeah, that's me right now, but not that, but like, I mean, like icy hot. I got icy hot up and down my body right now. I'm trying to hydrate with that Mamba Forever, but we should all be happy because the Cubs had a 4-2 West Coast road trip, and that never happens. So let's be happy about that.
Hell yeah, let's be happy about that. Cubs win 4-2, like you said, Juice, on the road this week out of their six games, taking the series against the Padres earlier in the week. We talked a little bit about that midweek. And then they took care of business against the Diamondbacks. And that's things that you love to see. We're all out here on a Sunday fun day having a good time. Joey's out there getting the dough on a day like today, getting some work in. Juice, you played a lot of golf. Pun intended.
Yeah,
yes.
Literally, making the dough. Man.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's all right. That's a good thing. And yeah, I'm out here myself. I'm currently, like I said, literally against the brick wall coming to you guys live because we have Cubs baseball to talk about, guys. Super exciting. Cubs drop game one on Friday. Shit happens. It is what it is. Boring game. Literally, I fell asleep. I was so tired. Hence the reason we didn't have a show. Joey, that's on me. Sorry about that, buddy. But, guys.
I could have ran solo, so that's on me too. But
that's all right. Hey, it was a late game. I think we were all tired. Long week. But beauty of it was Cubs followed it up yesterday, coming back in the ninth inning to get the win yesterday. Where were you during the Yan Gomes game? That's how we all felt yesterday. And then today, big victory. Two games in a row for Rowan Wick. Getting a save in the absence of David Robertson. I think that's probably one of my favorite highlights of the weekend, guys, in terms of just this bullpen, guys stepping up when they need to step up. We all knew that Robertson was the guy. We all knew Givens was the setup guy. That's just kind of how it's rolled for the season so far. But Rowan Wick coming in, big pressure situations, gets the job done 2 days in a row, and the Cubs are able to take a series victory in Arizona. We will see the same Arizona team starting on Thursday at Wrigley. They have a four-game set over the course of next weekend after three games with the Pirates at home coming up, and we'll get to that later in the show. But, guys, I mean, early thoughts, boys. It's nice to go 4-2 on a six-game West Coast road trip, especially against a really good team against the Padres. And then, Joey, just like you said, a team that the Cubs really should beat up on, like the Diamondbacks. Yes, the Cubs are the third-worst team in the NL Central for record. We're well the hell aware of where the Cubs stand, but it's still nice to get a Series W. It doesn't matter who we play.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, it's always awesome when you can pull out a couple of series victories. That's kind of all you ever ask for from a baseball club, honestly. You just take series. Take every series that you play. That's the goal. Sweeps are nice. They're fine and dandy. You'll take some sweeps, too, to get you to the promised land at the end of the season. But, hey, man, from this club, 2 or 3 is always welcomed. And yeah, I mean, like the D-backs, we probably could have been talking about a sweep here, honestly, because game one, you felt like you really had a chance in that game, but the defense kind of let them down a little bit, and just some routine plays. Like we were seeing it really throughout the series here. That's the one like kind of point that really frustrates me is looking at this the defensive alignment, just the guys that we have out there available that to play right now. Like Vargas, he'll make an incredible play, and then the easy ones. It just, I don't understand how he can't make some of these routine plays. And you saw it tonight with the debut of Andrelton Simmons getting the call up, reinstated or off the IL after his little rehab stint. And, you know, he came in there as a defensive replacement for that reason. I mean, like that double play, that wasn't like a super hard double play or anything, but with fart gas, as Juice likes to call him out there, you don't know. Is that a routine play or not when he's out there? So getting that double play ball at the end of the game right there with Rowan Wick getting his back-to-back saves now, it's pretty awesome, man. So I'm encouraged by what I see, and maybe we can hopefully get some of these other guys healthy to really see what this thing can be when everybody's together.
Absolutely. Health is such a concern for this team right now, and I think we're all feeling that overall. But Juice, I mean, dude, I don't think – let's be honest. I think all of us sitting here on Monday going into this West Coast road trip, we're not expecting two series victories from the Cubbies, two straight for them, third overall with today's cap off of the Diamondbacks. How are you feeling after everything's said and done?
Good. I think to go back to previous episodes, I think I told Joey that they could – potentially not win until they got to this Diamondback series, because I didn't have much faith about them against the Padres either. So yeah, I'll hold my hand up on the L on that one. Also getting some flack on Twitter for the wisdom crap that went on today. Hand up on that. Good for those guys who I usually trash on this show to pull you out a dub. But with that said, man, like if the Cubs could just play decent at home, like, imagine how good this team would be 500 right now, and we'd be looking at, man, with all these injuries, you're still hovering around 500. And with a schedule, I don't know if you guys looked, that's coming up, the Cubs could easily win a good amount of games over the next three, you know, series. They play Pittsburgh. They're going to play the Diamondbacks again. And then they get the Reds, who the Reds can't even win when they don't give up a hit. So, man, you could go on a run here if you're the Cubs. And I know it's crazy to think that, because let's be honest, as we've talked on the show, they're probably not in a position to contend this year. But they do a lot of things that are kind of fun in terms of things we haven't seen in a while, which is like clutch hitting. This span of two games in the ninth inning was so fun to watch because guys like Yan Gomes weren't trying to do too much. You know, they're just going up there trying to find, you know, some green grass out there in the outfield, or poke it through a hole. And for so many years, we sat and we watched this group of launch angle guys who were so focused on hitting the ball out of the ballpark. And that's all fine and great. I love watching the Yankees too this year, and they're damn good, and they have a really damn good chance to win the World Series. But all those guys that we had, you know, going back, never got better, and the league adjusted. So now when the Cubs have this type of roster, when it's kind of riddled with guys that you're curious that if they're going to find and carve out, you know, niches, even in the MLB, not even just with the Cubs, but within, you know, the league as a whole, it's fun to sit here and watch, you know, guys fight for their jobs and play a different brand of baseball. And I think that the last, you know, kind of run of days, going back to that Padres series, has been fun to watch because it's been an unsung hero or a guy who's fighting for his roster spot coming through. You're Alfonso Rivas, who's trying to fight for, you know, some time in the lineup. You know, today you had Swindell and Patty Wise, who, you know, they've struggled out the gates, and it's good to see them, you know, carve out a little niche, a little, you know, feather in the cap for, you know, doing some contribution to this team when they've struggled out of the gate. But if you want to look at, you know, where this team is at, and you want to look at a whole, man, the starting pitching over the course of this series and even going back to the last has been a lot better. They haven't gone as deep as we would probably like them to. But with that said, warm weather Kyle Hendricks does it again and has a nice, you know, almost six-inning outing. And today, Justin Steele, good, 10 strikeouts, you know, was really kind of pumping the ball up there. That's good growth. It's things that we want to see. And even Smiley, you know, you're going to go back to – this could easily have been a sweep if you go back to Friday's game, because they got up to that early lead and they just failed to keep it. And even he had a decent outing for that as well. So yep. it's good to see them, you know, pitch better, have timely hitting, because that's all the things that we struggled with over the course of last season and even going back to the old core. And if they're going to lose or win this way, I think as a Cub fan, you got to be a little happy about it. You got to be much happier about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be happy about it. I mean, you look at it, right? Like, I don't think, Juice, like you said, right, going into this road trip, you really didn't think they were going to win until they got to that Diamondback series. And like you said, they really did have a chance at a sweep. Honestly, the fact that they blew away that 3-0 lead on Friday night was a travesty, because they absolutely could have swept this series against the Diamondbacks. They took care of business the last 2 days, obviously, which is all great. But, I mean, you get a big win against a team like the Padres. Sure, the Padres are without Fernando Tatis, but they're still littered with talent. Hosmer's having a great year. Obviously, you know, Manny Machado is still a superstar of a player. They've had a good year overall so far, have the Padres. And so for the Cubs to come in and take 2 of 3 against them, and arguably you could have said they could have swept that series too if it wasn't for dead baseballs and Frank Schwindel flying out to the warning track. So realistically, we could have been talking about 6 straight wins for the Cubs. The fact that they were even in position to get that done already says how much better they played on this road series than they have really over the last 3 weeks that we've been talking about, because we've all been concerned and we've all been a little scared of how this team has been playing. Guys have cooled off. Now it's like guys are coming through. Seiya's back. He looks healthy again. That's really encouraging. And then just overall, like you said, the pitching has been good. They're getting the job done. It's things that you really like to see. And I think that we all can confidently sit here and like what we've seen. And then, like you said, you look forward to the schedule coming up. I mean, shit, you got a 7-game homestand coming up right now. 3 games against the Pirates, who, sure, they're ahead of you in the standings, but you probably can beat them 2 out of 3. And then you got 4 games against the same Diamondbacks team that you should have swept. Like, that's a really good setup going into the rest of May. And then you got a couple of the games in there, like you said, literally with the Reds. And then they got the Brewers eventually before the month ends. But this is the time right now for this team to make up ground. They're 8 games out of first place. I'm not saying they're going for first place, but if that 8 all of a sudden becomes a 4 or a 3 games back come 10, 12 days from now, I mean, this team can do it. They're getting the job done when the time comes. So I was really happy to see what the Cubs did in this Diamondback series. They did a lot of good things. Wisdom had a good day today. Rivas got some hits. Guys were hitting the ball. Yan Gomes coming through and hitting the ball is still super exciting. I don't know about you guys, but, like, the Cubs have 2 quality catchers. It's been a while. It's been a hot minute since we can confidently say that. So to see Yan Gomes come and do what he's done, Wilson Contreras continues to be a beast. What is he, 880 OPS right now? I mean, he has just been an on-base machine. He is the Billy Bean gif from the movie Moneyball. Why do we like Wilson Contreras? Because he gets on base, and that's all he's doing right now. So it's kind of exciting to be excited about this team again, because they started out so hot, they cooled off. Now all of a sudden some of these guys are starting to come through and get some clutch plate appearances and get things done. Like you said, Juice, today it's Schwindel and Wisdom. Throughout the series, we saw Rivas step up on this West Coast road trip. It's just refreshing to see them play competitive baseball again. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm happy to at least see that.
It's cool and tough. It's cool and tough. Like, whenever you can get this in, like Juice was saying with Smiley in that opener, I mean, that was his longest outing of the year. That's something that me and him had talked about on a past episode, that we were like, Smiley's been pretty good, but he hasn't been given the length. And for him to give us that length, and then Hendricks, the warm weather Hendricks, just like we said earlier too, I mean, that seems to be a real thing. Today, Justin Steele, I mean, I think it was the most strikeouts by a Cubs drafted pitcher since Jeff Samardzija. So that's freaking cool. I love that. And then Scott Efros is the boss. Like, dude, that man, he's just like a pitching ninja gif legend at this point, with the overlay of his slider and sinker. I love when Efros, whenever he's in the game at this point, it's just, you know, something's good is going to happen, or he's going to give you a shot in the game. Like, he hasn't blown anything up at this point. He seems to be really good. So the bullpen, man, they keep coming through, even though we're not getting a ton of length overall with this season. But as we said, like, the starting pitching is really coming around, and steel sharpens steel. I mean, he seems to be improving at this point. And if he can give you outings like this today, moving forward, like, with some consistency, maybe not 10 Ks every time, But you'll take that all day long and run with it.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about the way David Ross, and this is like the only negative I had for the series, was the way that David kind of managed the ninth today. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that if you're going to go to Rowan Wick anyway as your closer, give him a clean inning. Efris should have been pulled, and Rowan Wick should have started the ninth, and he got away with it. Hey, sometimes you learn the most when you win and you get away with it. But if for the going future now, until obviously, you know, Robertson gets back, we're gonna have to see Rowan Wick with a clean inning in the ninth, if that's the guy. Because I sat there on my couch and I went, if you were going to go to Rowan and he was ready anyway,
yeah,
why is he not just entering the game? And it makes no sense for Efros to see the batter. I was searching that whole time for a little bit of a reason why David Ross went to that.
I can give you what I think, Juice. So the reason why I think is because Wick pitched yesterday. So I think he was trying to squeeze out one more out before he – like saving some pitches, saving some bullets, because he did give us, was it the last game of the Padres series where he gave us two innings, I believe, for the save, like 33 pitch save. So I don't know if he was like thinking, well, maybe he's a little bit burnt at this point, not burnt, but a little bit tired, I guess. And I'm with you though, 100%. You give him a clean inning and maybe, like, as good as Efros has been, I don't want to see guys on base when Rowan Wick comes in the game. Like, I just do not want that for a ninth inning. I'm 100% with you on that.
And that makes a little bit more sense than I thought. Yeah, I mean, at the end of it, I just don't make that a way, a trend. You know what I mean? If you're going to give a closer the run to save the game, give him the full clean inning. And maybe he was trying to get Efros to get through the inning too. There's a chance of that as well. But with that said, I just, the quick hook on that was almost kind of a little baffling to me. And I wonder, I'm sure that there's an explanation for it that David will have, and I can't wait to listen to it because somebody's going to ask that same question.
No doubt. Absolutely. I agree with both of you guys. I think I really do think in his case, he wanted to see what Efros could give him. I really think if he could have gotten another out, maybe even two outs out of Efros, I think he would have gotten it because of how much Wick has been used on this road trip without Robertson being in the bullpen. But at the same time, I agree with you guys. Like, sometimes for the psyche of your closer, you're better off just giving the guy a clean inning. Like, yeah, you got to get three outs, but guess what? You might be able to get those three outs on 10, 12, 13 pitches instead of having to come in a dirty situation, and then all of a sudden you're messing with a guy's psyche. So I agree with you there, Jason. I think that's a good question, and I would love to see what the answer is out of Ross for why he did that with Efros and Wick there in the ninth. But, you know, again, like you said, you can get away with it when it's a win, right? Like in this case, they can sit there and say, okay, it's a learning moment. Hey, we should maybe we shouldn't do that next time. But again, they get the W out of it, and that's all ultimately at the end of the day what matters. But at the same time, I agree with you. I really do think, and especially what we've seen it with Rowan Wick, like he comes in a dirty situation, doesn't always perform. Like not every bullpen pitcher is good in a dirty situation. There's very few guys that come in and can do that. Like how many times we saw Justin Steele do it when he was in the pen? He thrived on the dirty situation, right? Like there's certain guys that thrive on that situation. There's certain guys that do prefer a clean inning. You know, there was the big run with Joe Maddon when obviously this is, you know, years ago, but with John Lester, right? Coming in a clean inning in the seventh game of the World Series, and yet he brought him in a dirty inning, and we saw what happened. Yeah. So it's like some guys just aren't built to come in a dirty situation. So I totally agree with you there. I would love to hear what the reasoning was. I really do think he intended for Efros to at least get one more out. But, you know, at the end of the day, Wick comes in, they get the job done. It's nice to get the double play at the end of the game. That was a big one. They really needed that there late in that game too, just to get out of it. And, you know, again, you get out of Arizona. You get some dubs, you get to come home, you get some home cooking now for the next 7 days. Hopefully this team can, A, start to get healthy, and B, continue just to build off of what they did on this West Coast road trip, because now is the time for this team to really kind of put the pedal to the metal a little bit here to end May. And maybe all of a sudden you are at least in a stone's throw of, you know, the Milwaukee Brewers at the end of the month. Who knows what happens? as things progress throughout the end. But guys, I don't know about you. I want to turn it back over to you guys. Any final thoughts on this series? I've got at least one, but I want to give you guys the floor first. What are your thoughts here to finish up this Arizona Diamondbacks series before the Cubs come home for seven games?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just happy that we got two series wins in a row. Like, that's the final thoughts for me. I back to the bullpen thing for a second. Like, I 100% agree about that, and I think that I never want to see guys come in with dirty innings, especially like for your closer. That is, Juice was spot on with the psyche thing. Like, closer role is just it's a big mental game. You have to have the stones to be able to pitch as a closer, but you also have to be. That's a big credit to Rowan Wick for being able to manage out of that jam. Like, he's been nothing but solid on this stretch of road games that we're on, the West Coast trip, and really most of the season. And it's impressive that he was able to work out of that and induce a ground ball in that situation and, you know, kind of finagle his way out of that. But, yeah, man, the offense, like, there's a lot of things to be positive about as well. Like, it wasn't a huge series offensive production-wise in this Arizona series, but, like, there was a lot of times where balls were finding gloves that – should have probably been hits in certain situations. And you would have liked to see them take advantage of some others that, like Ian Happ, I think, and one of them that I can recall off the top of my head that didn't come through in one of them. But he's been great all season. And I just want to see them, like you guys said, win some games at home, like moving forward here. Win some games at home against competition that you should be beating, or at least – winning majority of your games. Like, I don't ask for any sweeps from this team because of expectations for this team, but I will ask for series wins, because we should have taken care of the Pirates when we faced them previously this year. And we did not, we failed to do the job against the Pirates that we thought, like the little mini two game series. The other one, like, it's just, you need to knock off teams like that. And the Pirates aren't a terrible team, but that's a team that you take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree with you. Juice, what do you got for me?
Yeah, agree with you, Joey. I think to celebrate a team that was struggling so hard to go out and take two games, or two series, obviously, on the West Coast. It's tough to play on the West Coast in general. And even when you're struggling, they probably were dreading that trip going out there. But the way they played at home, I don't know, maybe it's the opposite. They're kind of happy to get as far away from Wrigley as they could. But no, just continued the timely hitting and, you know, the good starting pitching, I think is the feather in the cap for this team to win games is timely hitting and pitch. Because if you look up and down the roster, that's the two things that they can probably control the most. They're not going to have the best talent in the lineup, any given matchup that they have, but they have pitchers who can go, and they have some guys who, you know, are able to, you know, get through their 5-6 innings. It would be nice to see them do that consistently and then turn it over to a bullpen that's been much better than, you know, as advertised. But, yeah, good for them to go out there and get some timely hits. And I'll take the L for this series as Wisdom and Schwindel came in big today and kind of shut me up a little bit. But I'm sure I'll be back next series and series after to ride those guys again because, hey, man, baseball goes up and down. It's a roller coaster. We're riding it. Hopefully the roller coaster, as we see now, is home cooking and on the up and up with that said. So let's win some series here. Let's start to look at five series in a row, look up and see where we're at after that.
Absolutely. And just like our friend at Teddy Freddy 270, our boy Tyler Henman sends Patrick Wisdom listens to Cubs on Tap, because every time, Juice, that you dog him, he comes up and shows up. And that's okay. We like to be wrong here at Cubs on Tap, because usually when we're wrong, that means the Cubs are playing well, and that is okay. But gentlemen, my final thoughts, you guys nailed it. It's cool and tough to talk about two straight series wins. This was a team that a lot of people didn't expect a lot out of this year. So for them to go on the road, take 2 of 3 against the San Diego Padres, who are a very good baseball team, and still take 2 of 3 on the road against the Diamondbacks team that has shown flashes this year and at least has been more interesting than they have been in years past, I think that's a big win for these Cubbies. But guys, we will turn our attention going forward to this Pittsburgh series coming up. We did mention it's a 7-game homestand. We will see these Diamondbacks again Thursday through Sunday at Wrigley Field, but we will focus on the Pirates series coming up Monday through Wednesday. All 640 starts Marquee Sports Network Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday is actually a YouTube game. It's very interesting. But that's where that broadcast will be, and you can catch that. Pitching matchup, I know we got Miley on Monday for the Cubs. I think it's TBA for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tuesday is TBA for the Cubs, and I believe it's Keller to go for the Pirates on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we will see Drew Smyly out there for the Cubbies, and I do admittedly forget who is going for the Pirates. Don't have it in front of me as I'm
Keller on Wednesday, Brubaker on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Keller Wednesday, Brubaker Tuesday. So we know two of three pitchers for both sides, two TBAs in there for either side during this three-game series. It'd be cool and tough to see Marcus Stroman get back on the mound, come off the IL maybe for that start on Tuesday. But we'll have to wait and see. Maybe it's Alec Mills. Who knows? Nonetheless, gentlemen, I want to turn it back over to you guys. Quick thoughts on the upcoming Pittsburgh Pirates series. And once you're all finished up and we get through this Pirates series thoughts, we'll get some Fly the W picks, and then we'll get out of here just like we know how to. Boys, I'll turn it right back over to you. Thoughts on this upcoming Pirates series?
Get Ws. I don't care how you do it. Those are my only thoughts.
I love that. Juice, what you got for me?
Beat the hell out of them. You know, have some easy wins here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking like 21 to nothing again would be nice. Ooh. You know, like that was – but don't but just me, saying.
Juice. Don't tease
I know,
me,
but I think more than ever, a lot of these guys in this lineup just need, like, an onslaught of offense. You know, a lot of what they're winning games, close games and low-scoring games on this West Coast trip for a lot of them. You know, a lot in this series as well. Be nice to just see them like put up early runs and in bunches, like get up 7-0 in the fourth and then just let it set up so David Ross can give this bullpen a blow and get some guys who haven't had a lot of rest in the last couple series, you know, some needed rest. Because if we talked about it like we talked about it last year, we talked about what happened last year, and that was the fact that they went to the bullpen so early in the year that those guys were just done come August. And the numbers, I haven't looked at them, but they have to be close to similar considering the length that we've gotten out of the starting pitching in April and much of May. So that's got to flip, or this bullpen is going to be just on fumes early in August, and that's going to be a problem. And if that's the case, then the Cubs are probably close to 20 games or 30 games under 500 if it's close to that, because that's the strength of this team right now.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Juice. And, you know, just my final thoughts to build off of whatever all you guys said, I think Joey is right on the mic. Who is starting the petition for Pat and Sutt to call the remaining games? They are very good together, I will admit. I have enjoyed Sutcliffe during this series, and Pat Hughes is just a treasure to Chicago and is always a pleasure to hear on the microphone, whether it be radio or TV.
I'm coming around on Sutcliffe too, because I didn't really like him like in his previous, like maybe last year or whatever when he was on the broadcast, because I thought he would say things that was just, what are you talking about, Rick? But then this year it's like, all right, the homer in him is coming out, and I just love the homer in him because we can all relate to that. So I like when he's on there, and Pat's just a legend. So yeah.
Yeah, you need a little homerism, I think. It's good. It's good for the soul for us as Cub fans overall.
Sutty is a baseball smarter Harry Carey.
I like that.
And look who said that too.
Sutt has a Harry Carey vibe. Scott from Iowa knows what's up. And Scott's always on the ball here when it comes to Cubs baseball. But guys, speaking of Cubs baseball, my thoughts, Joey, I'm gonna build off of what you said. You know, you said just get W's. Let's talk about three straight series wins. I think that would be cool and tough. It'd be really nice to roll into a weekend against a team that you just beat up on and took two of three against and have them at your own ballpark, which from what I understand should be pretty good weather too this week at Wrigley. There's going to be a little bit of coolness, a little bit of rain mixed in all week, but, you know, we're getting into June here in Chicago. It's 60s, 70s, and 80s, baby. There's no more cold, nasty shit that these Cubbies are going to have to endure here at home. You know, and that's all we need. We all need the serotonin from some nice weather. I think the Cubs need to do the same. But guys, before we get out of here, Fly the W picks. Joey, I'm going to go to you first, and then Juice. Who do you got for this upcoming Pittsburgh series?
I am so glad he came to me first, because I would have been upset if somebody stole this pick. Seiya Suzuki is busting the hell out. He smoked one. It was the second longest ball hit today, even further than Patrick Wisdom's. second longest ball to Rafael Ortega, that double. And he made some great sliding. He had a sliding catch today. He had the one up against the wall. The defense is just way better when he's out there in right field. I mean, it's good when Hayward is too, but he hasn't been there this season because of Saya. Way better than Ortega, though, out in the outfield on defense. I'm going Seiya Suzuki. Big series. Let's fucking go. That's my fly the W pick.
Love that. Juice, who do you got for me?
God, Joey, great pick. That was who I was going to go with. With that said, Alfonso Rivas, play him every day. Every day of the series. Don't Let's care. Go. Lefty, righty. I don't care if the guy throws with his leg. He should be out there every day. I think that he has a good series as well. Wrigley will be vibing. It'll be fun. I know the weather is supposed to be kind of great. I thought mid-60s and 70s. So as I turn it back to Mr. Luce, who is standing behind a bar. First of all, I think it's been very understated how great it is, the fact that you are standing and doing this episode and stepping away from Sunday fun day activities just to join and talk about these two series wins. I give you tons of dap. Me and Joey are still just sitting at home, and you're out here doing the Lord's work behind the bar.
Boys, I'm always here to have fun. Literally, I am behind the bar. This is literally like the back door to the bar. I'm hiding under a roof because it's raining out here too. But guys, why wouldn't I want to come on? We are Cubs on Tap. Love talking with you guys about Cubs baseball, and it's even better when they get some series wins. I mean, I will never pass that up. I came prepared. I had the AirPods with me today. You know, we had the shades on. I wore the Stroman jersey for some good luck. We were ready to talk Cubs
I will say
today on Cubs on Tap.
I will say too that brick background is just that's
it perfect. Works.
Bricks and
it
ivy.
Works. Come on. Bricks and ivy, baby. It always works. It always works. That's kind of what I was thinking. So, you know, hey, paid actor here is the backdrop of the bricks here. You know, while we're talking some Cubs baseball. Guys, I love both of your picks. I think Rivas and Suzuki are great picks. I'm going to go ahead and ride the hot hand. I'm going to go with Wilson Contreras. Why do we love Wilson Contreras? Because he gets on base. And that's all he's been doing lately. I mean, he's what? His OBP, I think, is a 400 right now, or it's damn close. I mean, he's been really good for these guys. He's thriving at the top of the lineup right now. Ross knows it, and he's putting him up there on a consistent basis. Whether it's the leadoff spot, whether it's the two spot, he's giving him at-bats at the top of the lineup. So I really like Wilson Contreras heading into the series against the Pirates. And I think he's just going to thrive off the Wrigley crowd this week. I might even go back-to-back and take him for the Diamondback series as well if Willie continues to do Willie things. But, guys, before we get out here, I do want to remind everybody Cubs on Tap is the official Cubs podcast of the On Tap Sports Network. You can find us on the interwebs at ontapsportsnet.com and at ontapsportsnet on social media. You can follow us, the pod-specific account, at Cubbies on Tap. It's C-U-B-B-I-E-S. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Luce on Tap on Twitter. Juice is at Juice on Tap on Twitter. Joey is at Joey Knows Nothing. That ends in IN because that stands for win, baby. You can find all of us there on the Blue Bird app. In addition, Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, we've got it all. And yes, Cubs fans, we all have a friend that likes the Southsiders. Tell them to go check out our guys over at Sox on Tap.
They're running a show right now. It's much sadder over there, I'm sure.
It is. Yeah, they just lost 3-4 to the Yankees, and we just won 2-3 against the Diamondbacks. So this is a much better morale show if you're following along here at On Tap Sportsnet. But guys, reminder for everybody, ontapsportsnet.com, at ontapsportsnet on social media, the On Tap Sports Network. Go ahead and check out what's on tap in Chicago sports. Boys, this is always a pleasure. Joey, before you shut us down here, what do you say, boys? We get out of here. The only way we know out to here at Cubs on Tap.
Let's go Cardinals.
Let's go Cubbies.